Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
In stride, OBJ. He comes back to MetLife and does this.
Now, I tell you what, football is in trouble.
How about it, Odell Beckham Jr.?
The Red Sox beat them last night.
What were the ratings?
Sox got a 15, NFL got a 6.
Simeon looking for anything.
There's some things with the Jets that'll be interesting to see.
Now he's grabbing his left leg.
You can relax.
Has anybody seen my friend Antonio Brown?
Robert Klemko joins us on the line right now.
We actually heard from a tipster who said that Antonio Brown owed a bunch of people money.
Dollar bills, y'all.
He thinks sharing a picture with him on Instagram is some form of payment.
AB can't do no more guarantees.
We did hear that there were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown.
You hit me up online. I didn't hit you up, exclamation point.
Right now.
Two things. One, I'm wet.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
That's Robert Klemko you heard here a couple of voices ago, and he was on with Dale and Keefe earlier today. And the big line there is that he believes more people, or these people, are going to come forward, and there are going to be criminal complaints.
There were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown. And we weren't able to report on any of those specifically because they haven't gathered all of their evidence and made the filings and all that. I think that that's going to be coming here in the next few weeks.
I would say that get ready for other stories that will pop out because it's easy to get these people. They're pissed off right now. He even admitted how they came forward to him. He was seeing it on social media, and then finally he reached out because he looked at people that were actually following AB's Instagram, and then he was able to tie the two and two together.
But we had heard some of these stories before. Both the instances with the women we had heard.
Yep.
That he was kind of short on, I don't want to say child support, or money he was supposed to give these moms who had their kids.
Yeah, plus the couch off the 14th floor.
We heard about the couch off the 14th floor. I think we even heard
that. It's the most bizarre story of them all.
People had like stolen money from his safe and jewelry and money. And
yes.
We heard a lot of these things. And actually, that there was like chefs and that he hadn't paid.
Yeah.
I remember hearing these stories before. So that SI story brought in maybe four or five other ones, you know, that maybe we had never heard of before. But I would say if there were eight or nine different things in there, we probably already heard five or six of them.
And they're going to be a lot more, I think. You'll get more of these people because it seems to be a pattern of what he does. He hires somebody for a service. He's very gung-ho at the outset. And then something happens with the relationship. It goes sour, and he never pays them in the end,
which
is a crime.
Or he thinks he pays them with publicity.
Yes.
He thinks he's paying them with publicity.
His Instagram, he's got so many followers, and it's like, listen, I am...
Exposure bucks.
Yeah, I'm talking about how you are cooking for me, you know, and I'm putting your name on Instagram. You know, I got so many millions of followers.
Is he worth it?
Yes.
Yes.
So you guys.
For these charges,
you want to ask to more people?
You guys say yes so quickly.
Yes.
Like you assume.
Yes.
You assume. Can they win the world? Can they win the World Series? Can they win?
No, they can't.
Can they win the Super Bowl? With the team the way it is now?
Red Sox got a better chance.
Can they win the Super Bowl with the team they have now? Now, take into account, you've had 2 weeks
Antonio
of information without Antonio Brown.
Yes.
You see the competition. There's only two teams. I'll really say one team that can actually push back and give you a real game. Don't give me Baltimore. I don't think Lamar Jackson's been playing great. But give me another 6 weeks, and then I'll let you know if I believe it.
And I'm throwing that all out the window because we've only seen 2 weeks. I don't know what this team is going to look like when we get to the end and we get into the postseason.
I would say this.
After they lost the miracle in Miami, more importantly, the next week where you thought they would bounce back and they sucked in Pittsburgh, there weren't many people that thought this team was going to get to the Super Bowl, never mind win the Super Bowl, and they dominated the Rams.
I would say this. When you talk about Kansas City, okay, I do think that they could beat Kansas City, you know, without Antonio.
Built now, well, without
they got a shot. But they got a better shot with him.
Sure do.
Because I look at Kansas City right now, and I say, you know, Tyreek Hill is out for whatever, 6-8 weeks. At some point, he's coming back. And when he comes back, and now all of a sudden, Mahomes starts building a rapport with these other cats, whether it's Sammy Watkins in week one, whether it's DeMarcus Robinson in week two, and the kid Hardman, another one. He's still got Kelsey. All of a sudden, now you sit there, and they could be more dangerous offensively, even without Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Because you looked at it last year and you said, okay, Kelsey and Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, can only cover one of them. You know, but you know, Sammy Watkins wasn't all that much involved last year. I don't even know who their third wide receiver was. When this guy comes back, you could say they got four. Four wide receivers they've been using all year long. Four wide receivers.
And even though with no D. Brown.
And Kelsey. So maybe the running back threat isn't the same, but a tight end and four wide receiver threats that are going deep left and right, they may be more dangerous. So, you might need the firepower.
So even without D. Ford, I think they could be better defensively this year, okay? Because they've added some people. They could be better.
Right, the Pats
are. And who knows? Maybe they pick up somebody, let's say, from Jacksonville here this week. Anything.
If one more thing happens, if there's a criminal suit, if there's another criminal suit that deals with finances, well, him not paying people back, if there's a criminal suit with sexual conduct or rape or whatever, he's not worth it, guys.
Yeah, there's a big
period.
Difference, though.
He's
there's
not
a big
worth
difference.
It. You don't need
Christian,
him.
If
you can
this,
win without him.
Christian, there might be another civil suit, mainly because there might be some other woman out there who looks at the publicity this woman's getting and saying, maybe I'm going to tag on to it and go, you can't do that. And if it's because people owe him money, you're not going to throw him out.
Do you think
Kansas City would pick him up 3 weeks from now in a heartbeat?
Kansas City is not picking him up.
And then you tell me.
Kansas City is not picking
you don't know
up.
That.
You know that. No, I do. I can
How?
Say I do.
How do you know
you're
that?
You're going to deal with Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt and then oh, by the way, sell your fan base on the fact that you're bringing Antonio Brown in?
I guarantee you
it won't happen.
Well, wait a minute. If you're sending him out of New England because somebody has a civil suit against them because he owes them $30,000.
You know it's bigger than that.
You can't do
that.
You
know it's bigger than that.
I don't know what it is.
You know it's bigger than that. Look at the conference. There is nobody that can push them back. Look at their schedule. Okay, I will give them for argument's sake, they may lose three games. You think they have a first-round bye without Antonio Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think they get to the AFC Championship without Antonio
Probably
Brown?
Probably yes.
Yes.
Okay, so fine. What is it worth it?
Yes.
So you're going to deal with these
Again,
landmines
yes.
popping up every single week.
Yes, because
for a guy
I want the best players on the team.
That doesn't necessarily give you that much more of an advantage.
Oh, he does give
when
you an advantage.
No. I disagree with that.
Hold on. He gives you a huge advantage.
Hey, you beat
Ask
the
Julian Edelman when he gives you an advantage.
They're all drinking the Kool-Aid. He's great. Wait till he leaves and let's see what they
say.
But you can't throw him out for unless it is a serious charge. Where's the serious charge here?
Do you like dealing with waking up every morning, you drink your coffee, you read the paper, going, oh, let's put my armor on because there's going to be this explosion, a landmine
so the thing
every
is that,
single turn.
So Klemko freaked you out because you knew from the SI story that he owed all these guys money. But Klemko's saying that, you know, there could be more criminal charges in the next few weeks, which made you think what? Like, oh, my God,
is
3 weeks
it?
From now, we're no. still going to be dealing with
is
this.
Is he worth it? That's what I thought of. When we talked before the show started,
where he goes to Baltimore?
We're talking about...
Plays with his cousin, Marquise.
Well, listen...
And now all of a sudden, Lamar Jackson has a little bit of a more of a threat
listen,
out there.
They beat Antonio Brown when he was on the Steelers, and he still made big
this
plays.
Is unbelievable.
So it doesn't matter. The point is, with the conference the way it is, your schedule the way it is, the team built
the
way it
sucks.
Is... It's like, yeah, look at it. It's
the NFL's
terrible.
Dying.
Stop
it's
it with
so
the
bad.
Yeah, there's no
there's
parity.
No competition.
The season
so
starts. You already know the playoff teams
let's get
are.
Back. Let's get back to the phone
it's
calls.
Awful league.
Please. Julie is in New Bedford. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, guys. All right, so this is just what I want to say. So I think that we all know that everybody in this country hates the New England Patriots. Anytime there's a story that about one of our players, they're jumping all over it, they're adding to it, they're exaggerating it. So last Friday, we heard nothing about Antonio Brown other than he was fighting with the Oakland Raiders. That all these stories break out everywhere.
All right, we're losing you. The point you wanted to make, I think, is it came out because he went to the New England Patriots, except that I think Klemko said he was working on this for some time back when he was with Oakland. So, but you're going to get it because it is New England, because people are looking right now at New England as a runaway team from the rest. If you look at the rest of the National Football League, even the good teams, you're sitting there going, boy, New England just looks better than everybody else. And they will for the first 7 or 8 weeks. Look at the competition. So you're going to get more of it now because of the resentment of the New England Patriots.
I'm tired of all this winning.
So, yeah. So how does that play into it? That shouldn't play into it. You should just understand how serious the allegations are. Is somebody going to come forward with a criminal case in which we now have law enforcement involved in an investigation where he did harm to a female? Is that going to come forward? Then we're talking a different language. Then you probably do have to shelve him to deal with that. I don't think we've got to that point yet. Steve is in Long Island. Hi, Steve.
Hey, boy, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Got it, buddy.
Two quick points. Well,
hold on, Steve. I'm gonna brisk the mustache up against the microphone here.
Oh, okay. It's nasty.
Oh, that bad. That was nasty. I'm sorry, Steve.
E. coli.
That's a good one. Yeah. There you go. So two quick points. The first one, the Chris Carter comment is absolutely ridiculous. I don't understand why these networks like ESPN and Fox, et cetera, they have guys, a lot of them, former players, come on, and they try making these excuses and these little loophole comments on why certain guys are better than Brady. I don't know one – I'm here on Long Island. I'm friends with tons of Jet fans, Giant fans. Not one of them has the same opinion when it comes to who is a better quarter. I mean, granted, okay, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, there are things that they can do that maybe Brady can't. But what Carter is basically saying to me is that for the last 20 years, you'd rather have Ben Roethlisberger under center than Tom Brady. And I think that's a call for psych institution that I can't even believe.
Well, I agree. Go ahead, Steve. Okay.
Number two.
I'm sorry.
I didn't realize there was a two.
I think everyone gets one question or statement.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead. It's going to be a short one.
I moved on.
Oh, he hung up.
I just think that when you're talking about sports, I think as we all know, it's like, you know, a lot of guys are athletic, a lot of guys are gifted, but that doesn't mean they're good at their sport.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you could say, well, this guy, look at the skill set on him. Well, that's great physically. Look at him. Yeah, he's enormous, but he can't hit a curveball. What are we doing? You know what I mean? So it's like, or he can't do this or he can't do that. Oh. So to me, it's like to sit there and say that, yeah, well, he's more talented or more athletic or whatever, qualities, more of Brady. It's ridiculous. You play quarterback in the NFL. I don't really know who's got the full package is better than Tom Brady. I don't think there's anybody.
All right, hold on for a second.
He doesn't run very well.
Hold on for a second.
This is Breaking News with Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Brought to you by J.N. Phillips Auto Glass on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, this is breaking news right now, and it's not good for the New England Patriots. You may want to hold on to Antonio Brown here. The New England Patriots are placing their starting left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, on IR. He's going to miss at least 8 weeks as a result of a foot injury suffered in week two. So Marcus Cannon is down on the right side. Isaiah Wynn is down on the left side.
David Andrews out.
And David Andrews is out for the season.
It was Field Yates.
And Field Yates with that. And I think I'm holding on to Antonio Brown because I'm going to need that.
Is he going to play left tackle?
Yeah. No, I'm putting him at left tackle.
Is that why you're holding on
to him? I'm holding on to him because I'm concerned that you're going to be able to apply some pressure to Tom Brady. You're going to need a guy he can release the ball very quickly to. And I think he can do that to Edelman. I think he could do that. You like an injury?
Yeah.
What? You're named after a great prophet.
Well, the fact that it's only 8 weeks that they maybe can bring him back.
He comes back. I think it's Eagles, November 17th. Going to Mike Reese. He's already looking at it. We know the guy can play, right? He's a good player. So I would look at it and say, you know what? Hey, okay, no big deal.
So IR designated to return. He didn't say designated to return. He just said IR. He's going to miss at least 8 weeks. So, I mean, so...
Can't practice for 6 weeks. Right. Eligible to play. Yeah.
How many guys can be on
weeks?
That? I don't think you can have multiple guys on.
You would have to take guys off now. They're going to have to take somebody off.
You can have more than one.
I think you can have two, or is it three? We should look that up. We'll check it out.
It used to be only one.
Yes, and they added it. They changed that. Garrett's up next here on OMF. Garrett, what do you got? Nothing, apparently.
Garrett?
All
right, it's a good time.
Bud.
Guy's in California. He's high.
Lou was getting mean with the callers. Here's
named after prophet.
Here's Louie in Fall River. Louie.
Hey, Louie. Good name.
Hey, how you doing? So I pretty much just want to say that I don't think that we should let go, or people should want to let go of Antonio Brown. I mean, by all means, I understand the guy's a douchebag, but I feel like he does his part enough in the NFL as a wide receiver, and he's good at his position. Clearly, everybody knows that. I just kind of feel like a lot of it is just really watered down. I mean, the validation of him having sexual assault charges on him, I mean, I get that. That's something serious. But as for the guy farting in his doctor's office, I mean, I don't really feel like that's a concern on somebody's level of if he can play or not. You know what I mean? The guy is good in the NFL, period. Is he a douche? All right. That's another conversation. That's nothing to do with how good he plays.
Well, but there is a point, Louie, where if you cross it and cross that point, then the team and the league is going to have to take serious consideration of whether you're worth it to be out there on the football field.
No, of course. We're
close, but I don't think we're at that point yet. I just don't. And I think Christian is he's looking at two things. One, he thinks the team is so freaking good you don't need him. So what's the big deal? And the second part of it is he thinks that this every few days we're going to get a new story about he owes money to somebody else, and that's going to be a big problem. Until we have a criminal case of sexual assault.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Klemko didn't freak you out a little bit?
No.
So he
freaked
comes out,
you out big time.
No question.
Well, he got him good.
You looked freaked out when I saw you today. When you saw him today, didn't
green.
You look freaked
Ooh.
Out?
I turned green. Oh, the boogeyman's coming to get me.
This is going to happen every single week. I don't want him. Get rid of him. I don't want to deal with it.
Scared.
No, at some
scared?
And that posed the question, is this guy even worth it?
He's
now
that good.
Right now he is, yes.
He's that good.
He's worth it right now.
But
he's that good.
That
he makes
good
you
without him.
They are, but they're better with him.
So he's great. So they're great without him. Because would you say they're great without him?
Yes, but they're better with
against
him.
Against Pittsburgh,
and
I damn
want
good.
As many. And if I can add another good one.
43 points.
If I can add another great player, I'm adding another great player next week. Maybe a tackle right now. If I can find a great tackle.
That's what you need.
Maybe I'm adding a great tackle.
Get one of those guys
you know
with
why?
Issues, and I'm
Because you
on
can
board.
Never have enough great players.
Find a tackle
write
with,
that down.
With a civil suit pending.
I'll
and
see
then
if
I'm
I can
board.
Find one for you. Danny's in Quincy. Danny.
Christian, you're worrying about stuff that hasn't happened yet.
He's scared. He's scared, Dan.
Can you please tell me it's going to be okay?
Well, I mean, we don't know. And if it something does happen, the Patriots will be able to handle it. The team's not going to sink. I mean, it just you're worried about stuff that may or may not happen. You're getting the guy in trouble under the Patriots' watch for something he may or may not do.
Hey, Danny, here's the thing. So, listen, I don't know how you like to live your life. But I don't like living my
on
life
boats.
Knowing that, around every single corner, there's going to be a landmine, and that's the reality of this situation.
Okay.
Now, and you know, Danny, when things like this happen, there's going to be somebody else who's like hiding in the woods, who maybe they didn't want anything to do with it, but they realize, hold on,
all right,
Danny,
right.
I'll give you a shot. They get inspired, they get influenced. By Brittany Taylor and the numbers and all the money that she can make. And they say, you know what? I'm going to file a suit also. But you know, and this time I'm going to go criminally also. And then another guy comes on board. Eventually, this guy's not worth it. He's more of a pain in the ass than he can actually help you. That's my issue. And they're good without him. And the whole conference sucks.
Listen, for you to determine, I'll address what you just said, but for you to determine what's going to happen now when only two games have gone in a 16-game schedule plus the playoffs?
Actually, I do. That's what I get paid to do.
Okay, I do know.
Because can you look at just the AFC East? Any competition there?
Understand that, but body,
hold
I'm
on.
Talking about...
Any competition
I'm,
there?
It's two games, about, Christian. Two games.
That's Glenn. That's Mustache Man.
I'm talking about the attrition rate. I mean, your
but
bodies
what,
go down.
That's
week
everybody.
After week. Look at how the landscape has changed
that's
in the
every
NFL.
Team. Is every team. So if every argument is tabled with an injury concern, we'll never make any decisions.
Listen,
always going to say, like Glenn and you, Danny, but the guys are going to get hurt.
First of all, let's go back to the transgression argument, all right? First of all, whatever's happened in the past has happened in the past. He was brought here because the Patriots think that they can fix him. under
no.
the
No, that's not why. Danny,
no, Danny, no, they're not
it.
Trying to
that's
fix anything, Danny. Well, no, they think that they can deal with them.
That's why any player like Dylan and Moss, and go down the list, any players that come here, they bring them in under the guise that they can fix them. They're not...
I don't think they're in the fixing business, Danny.
He's not a therapist. Well,
they're here just to try to hopefully keep him normal while he plays football and helps him win ball games. They're not trying to fix him.
Let me rephrase that. They can tame him while he's with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right? Okay. So, and if they don't, they've expended, what, $10 million guaranteed?
Right.
So what's the problem?
No, they got him because he's
good. What do you
good.
Have to lose?
Danny, they got him because he's great. He's the best, maybe the best receiver in the league. All right, Danny.
Thanks, Danny. Quickly, Danny, go ahead.
I didn't hang up on Danny.
That was Ryan.
That was Ryan hanging up on Ryan. That was as calm as I've ever heard Danny.
It really was. I wasn't sure it was
Especially when he, like, disagreed.
That was another
maybe,
Danny.
I thought it was maybe a Danny imposter or something like that. Peter is in Duxbury next up. Hi, Peter.
Hey, guys, I've been listening for a while, and I just wanted to say, you know, people calling in and saying it's a civil suit, it's not a criminal suit, that obviously that's true.
It is.
But any lawyer will tell you, filing a criminal charge against a public figure for rape with that 14-page document is not nothing. That he, Antonio Brown...
You said filing a civil suit?
Filing a civil suit against a player in the NFL who's a public figure of rape is not nothing.
Honestly, Peter, I think a lot of lawyers will tell you, sounds like a money grab.
Yes.
They might say.
No, and hold on, Peter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But Peter, we know more information. We know that they've been in negotiations for 3 or 4 months. We know that she started with $10 million. It got down to $2 million. He apparently had some, and he's kind of, I think, admitting to it. Certainly Drew Rosenhaus is not disputing it, that at one point he was talking about investing in a business that she had of $1.6 million. So there's some history here. So I don't know where there's more to this case right now, unless it's a criminal case.
The difference, Glenn, is that his ability to earn a living and to make money because he's a public figure is being assaulted by this charge. If it turns out not to be true, he probably will countersue her, and he probably will win. And
I think he already has countersued her, or they're in the process of countersuing. I'm not sure I understand your point. Do you guys understand Peter's point?
No, because I thought he was going the other way. No,
yeah, I'm confused, Peter. What is the point?
I guess this is my point, Glenn, is I hear you all the time. It's a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit.
Correct.
As if it means nothing. It's not like I put my fence on my neighbor's property.
No, Peter, hold on. Lawyers will tell you this, and I've talked to lawyers about this week. Gigantic difference. Humongous difference.
Humongous.
You're missing the point if
Give
you don't think... Right.
Give me another word.
Gigantic difference. How about ginormous?
Is a good one.
Peter, I think you're missing the point.
Yeah.
If this were a criminal case right now, okay, and he were booked, okay, and we had law enforcement actually doing the investigation, he would not be on the football field.
He'd be on the exempt
list. That's the point we've been making.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
Yeah. I guess you're missing this. I have many friends, and I have been a lawyer, that have had their lives ruined by civil cases.
We're all sitting here telling you that's why he should not be off the field.
I
don't believe it.
No.
Did he say he was a lawyer?
He said he was. He said he has been.
Has been a lawyer.
Like, he did it for a couple years.
He gave it up. He opened up a bakery.
And then was like, whatever.
Opened up a bakery. He wanted to work in the role business.
Yeah, this ain't working for me.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'll try something different.
Yeah. I'm not sure he was a lawyer.
No, I'm not sure.
He didn't use, like, legalese, you know?
No.
Did you hear any legalese over there for
me? Nope. I didn't hear counselor once.
Nope.
But there is a huge difference. We keep on hearing the lawyers talk about that. So if there were a criminal investigation now, and law enforcement were chasing him down, chasing the story down of what happened, this would be a different ballgame.
Well, it would be interesting because
the league would have
an
easy way of putting him on this exemplar.
If he never loses pay, as we've all found out in the past, then there is no defamation lawsuit, right?
Correct.
You got to prove loss of wages.
Correct.
So if he keeps playing football, even if he's on an exempt list and he gets paid, there's no defamation lawsuit because he's not losing his money.
I believe that's accurate. Are you a lawyer? Are you a lawyer?
No, but we've been through this long enough.
You've been a lawyer?
No. For about a week.
Okay.
For about 3-4 months with the Aaron Hernandez thing.
Oh, and Deflategate.
And Deflategate and everything else. Yes.
Oh, my God. Legal mumbo jumbo.
Steven's driving around.
The more
hi, Steve.
You get away with.
Oh, that's there you that go. Guy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, first of all, I owe everyone an apology. Last week I made an accusation against Lou that I had totally made up. And Lou, I just want to apologize to you right now. It was groundless. We've actually never met.
is this the produce department sexual assault?
This is the produce department. We just apologize so much.
The damage you do to society, Stephen, when you accuse somebody and you make it all up. I hope you're embarrassed.
Well, nothing actually happened to Lou. That's why I'm concerned. Nothing actually happened.
Stephen, I'm excited you dropped that because it's going to help me in my other case because I still got that other lady that's still trying to charge me for it.
See, that other lady jumped on board. Stephen made that accusation, and then the other lady jumped on board. Now, she has a problem, and she never met you either. That's the same thing with Antonio Brown.
Sounds like Antonio Brown's wife.
I accept your apology, Stephen. Go ahead.
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
So, I think that the biggest story is actually what the news that just broke, is that the offensive line is continuously injured, and we lost our third guy on the offensive line, and the running game hasn't been particularly effective.
Right.
Now, fortunately, we're destroying people through the air, so it's not making much of a difference. But when you take out three of our guys and you look at the teams that, you know, could potentially pose a risk down the line, you're talking about the Rams, the Eagles, you know, people with Malcolm Cox and Aaron Donald. You know, if the Cleveland sticks around and actually turns into something, then you're also looking at Myles Garrett, who trounced the Jets last night.
Well,
let me give you a strong line.
Yeah, and let me give you an example of it. You probably will face a little bit with the Jets, though they have so many other issues. But how about Buffalo? I'm not sure that Buffalo is going to score an awful lot against you in playing that game, even up in Buffalo. But you tell me they're not coming at Tom Brady? So do we not have to worry, have some concern right now for Tom Brady's safety when you're talking about the beat-up offensive line? Yes.
Definitely. I think if Brown's not the main storyline, how is it not that our offensive line is less than half starters? And I know we give Scarnecchia a lot of credit in this town. He's an incredibly talented coach. But to what degree can coaching make up for a huge lack of talent at the position? Thanks, guys.
I think it's an awful lot. And that's why I would not give up on AB, because if you give up on AB and suddenly you're sitting there saying, what happens if you ever lose Edelman, then where's your short little passing game, Mr. Fourier? You've given up on AB because of the pressure.
They're so good.
They don't need it. And now Brady's under assault, you've got no short passing game. And you can't run the football because you don't have an offensive line.
Say, what if Brady gets hurt like Drew Brees?
Exactly.
Okay.
What if
Patrick Mahomes gets hurt? Then what? What
We're
if Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson.
We're doomed.
You know, pulls a hammy because he's doomed. Running so much.
Doomed.
What are we going to do with
I think the running game? I think the running game is legit in the offensive line. I mean, it's like the one thing you're looking at right now. And if you go back to when they did go undefeated in 2007, go back and look at the last 4 or 5 games. You know, the pace that Brady was on slowed down drastically. You know, offensively, they weren't throwing the ball as much or as successful as they were in the first 10 or 12. Now, we all know it depends on the weather. I don't know what it's going to be like in December or not. But they started to lean on the run a little bit because the passing game just kind of sputtered a little when you look at that season. The pace was ridiculous. They slowed down. You got to be able to run the football at some point. But again, it's Dante Scarnecchia. You know, and I just think they figure that thing out. Hopefully, this guy, Isaiah Wynn, does come back. You give him 8 weeks. At least now you know he can play, correct? Like, if he never played in that first game even, and you weren't impressed by him, you know, we would have sat there and said, well, he's coming back in week 10 or whatever it is, but do we even know if he can play? I feel like you know you got a starting tackle coming back at some point.
I think he's really good.
That's what I mean.
I mean, based on what we saw here early
as long as
on,
he's
really
healthy
good.
Enough 8 weeks from now, and maybe he won't. Eight weeks.
That's the problem. Maybe he won't.
Well, I'm just saying, you know you got a starting left tackle or starting left tackle coming back here week 10 or so.
Right. And they may be looking at it, one of two things. They may be looking at it saying, we think there's a chance he might come back in 8 weeks, so let's put him on this list. Or it could be that they look at it right now and they're not sure. But they're going to put him on the 8-week list just if there's a chance. I think this is a big development today, especially when you have the uncertainty of Marcus Cannon at right tackle.
Yeah, you have,
and you're bringing in new guys. You can, you know, we love to say Dante can solve all.
Yeah, come on.
There's a limit. There's a limit.
Is there?
I don't know if there is.
I don't know.
I think
he's a genius.
I think there's a limit.
I don't know.
Laura's in Boston. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you? That's good.
I'm doing good.
That's great.
Laura? Hello, Laura.
Hi. Oh, hey, Laura.
Hi, can you hear me?
Got you now. You know, Laura.
You know, every time I hear these situations with these professional athletes, it frustrates me more and more and more. Whether Antonio Brown is guilty or not, who knows? He probably is. Whether she's lying, maybe she is. The part that frustrates me is that I feel like we go over and over this for each professional athlete, and it seems like nothing's being done. Nothing's being changed. You hear it all the time. I worked for a professional team for 4 years, and I've been in the college atmosphere for about 12 years with athletes. I've seen it all. And there's just as many women out there that don't care the way the athlete treats them. They don't care if they, you know, get pushed around or whatever. They keep coming back for more, and they keep coming back for more. Then you have the women who say no is no. When you say no, that means no. And I feel that these athletes are not getting that message because of the response don't care.
No, all valid points.
I feel like the phone system just went down.
What's happening with the phone system?
I don't know, but we kind of calls kind of going in and out.
Is that us? Is that them? I mean, I would love to blame it on.
I think it's the
them,
way you're pressing the buttons.
Oh, shut up! See, you always want to turn it on me, right?
Mm-hmm. Why are you so defensive?
Mm-hmm. Screw you! This hour has been brought to you. Shut up! This hour has been brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. And there's good news. There's another half an hour to
Woo-hoo!
Go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. Interesting thing. We talked about this with the NBA and the players deciding that they didn't want to play for a certain team. So what do? You get a couple of friends, you get up and right, and you leave and you go elsewhere. Isn't there an interesting development over the last couple of weeks here with the National Football League? Antonio Brown is not happy in Oakland, even though they gave him a new deal and they traded for him. So he said, screw you, I'm going to be an a-hole. I'm going to threaten the general manager. I'm going to do some bad stuff, and I'm going to force my way out. And guess what? It all worked for him. He got a better deal, certainly playing for the New England Patriots. Micah Fitzpatrick doing the same thing down in Miami. He gets out. Where's he going? He's going to Pittsburgh. They traded. They gave up a first-round draft pick for him. Jalen Ramsey gets into a fight with Doug Marrone in the middle of the game. Matter of fact, twice they had to be separated. And guess what? Now he wants out of Jacksonville.
Move on!
And apparently he's going to get his way because they're going to sit there and say, oh, the player's an a-hole. We can't stand him anymore. And who's the other guy now in the Jets?
York.
Right.
Jamal Adams.
He got benched last night.
Right.
For a couple penalties back-to-back, and now he's done.
He wants out. Yes, he's not following them on social media.
The Micah Fitzpatrick one, though, if the Steelers were the Steelers, let's just say they were 1-1 and they had Roethlisberger under center and you know they righted the ship after losing to the Patriots, you'd sit there and say, okay, like if the Patriots give up first, to have this guy under control for like, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
Because that pick might be 25 to 32, who the hell knows where. But when you're the Steelers and you lost Roethlisberger and you're 0-2, what if that ends up being like seventh?
You know what they're
looking in the draft.
Yeah, you know what they're looking at. He's going to cost them for the next 3 years about $5.6 million.
No, he's not.
Yeah,
after two of them, he's going to hold out, and he's going to demand a trade.
No,
he's going to demand a new signing.
He might do
a new contract.
He might, right.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
well,
you know
in the old days,
if you're a good team and you're going to trade away a first round pick and it's 25, 28, yeah, of course you do. It's under control for 4 years because you can't get a player that caliber. But you could be giving up a seventh, eighth, ninth overall pick?
I'll tell you this.
Seems like a lot.
Think about this, guys. We already talked about it earlier. You're going to have a wacky NFL. You're going to have teams that are going to win 13, 14, 15 games. You're going to have teams that are winning 1, 2, and 3, and 4 games. Those teams, the players that are on the 1, 2, and 3, especially the good players, they're all going to bitch now.
Yeah.
They're all going to want out.
Well, there's a lot.
You're going to have a bad trend here.
The NFL football players are so jealous of the NBA. They're jealous about the way how laid back it is. They're jealous about the way owners and the league in general just, you know, attack certain issues.
Well, they went into LeBron's shop now, and he told them, what are you guys doing?
And they're jealous about the way, you know, they can demand a trade and basically manipulate their own career, which is what everybody wants, but that's what free agents is for. You know, in the draft, like, well, I don't have any say where I'm going. Well, it's the draft, and it needs some sort of parity. But free agency, I mean, you look at just almost all the impactful players in the NBA. If they're not successful, they create their own team.
I'm going elsewhere.
And the NFL football players are doing the same thing. Yeah. And I don't know, do you blame them?
No, but I think it's a bad trend because it's different than the NBA. Because if you can take a couple of them, you can change an entire other organization. Anybody think that the Minka Fitzpatrick is going to make a major difference in the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, he was struggling here and down there in Miami.
What surprises me is just the fact that the teams are like, okay. I get what Miami is doing when they're getting so much draft capital, so it's really paying off.
Yeah,
for
but
them.
Is it good for
team? But a team like Jacksonville that, you know, 2 years ago was in the AFC Championship, going to the Super Bowl.
Everything changed, though. You know, when Nick Foles went down, everything changed down there. Like, everything changed down there. You know, because now all of a sudden it turns into
not a playoff team.
No. I mean, with Foles there, your defense is like, okay, thank God we get rid of Bortles. Now we can get rewarded. Foles goes down, they're like, really?
We're out.
Dude, our starting quarterback stretching right now in our train in the middle of the locker room with a jock strap on. He's dressing in the 70s on our team flights. We're screwed.
He's got personality.
If you're Jalen Ramsey going, I can't do it again. Like, I was excited about Foles coming in, but I can't go through another season with another guy that might not be as good as Blake Bortles. So, I mean, if you're the Jaguars, unfortunately, you're probably in that same situation as the Dolphins. You suck.
And I would say
you're not going to win.
I would say this.
So why not?
This mentality is new to the NFL, and there's only a handful of guys that can actually get away with it.
You got to be elite, though. You got to be very, very good.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, very top echelon. Yep. That's what we're talking.
But I'll say this. I don't like people being hypocrites.
As far as
about the, having an issue with the league and guys, deciding what they want to do and controlling their own destinies and deciding this is what I want, this is where I want to go. Because I don't know if you know or if you heard Steve Young last night. This is what Steve Young had to say about all of this.
There's no mobility. It's like, where are you going to go? It is now the NBA. I think obviously Antonio Brown proved it. He's ended up in the Patriots. Just act that way, and you end up in the Patriots. And look what the Dolphins did: lose a game, the first game, like. Call my agent. I want out of here. This is the NBA now, and front office of the NFL are going to have to deal the fact that if you lose a couple games or get into sideline altercation, that guy's going to demand a trade. He's a big name. What are you going to do about it? And I think at this point, it seems like they're capitulating to it. They didn't put out a hard line. There's no one going to be traded. They're going to have to come together as a league and say, we're not going to do this because it'll be insane. Every guy that's on a bad team's like, get me out of here. Give me the Patriots. Give me the Chiefs. Call their agent, and they'll start talking about it, and then it'll become true.
So Steve Young.
He's got amnesia.
Steve Young is a guy that's upset that these players want to put themselves in a better situation.
Right.
This is the same guy that was drafted by the Cincinnati, I think it was the Bengals, right?
And
said, no, I'm going to the USFL.
Right.
I'm going to go make more money. Then I'm going to come back to Tampa. You know, they're going to draft Testaverde. I think they wanted to trade him to somewhere, and his agent got involved, and they sent him out to San Francisco.
Yeah, he's got amnesia. He can't remember.
But the USFL, that's different. That's like, you know, they created a new league, and you had options.
He was the Heisman. He didn't enter the draft.
He's got options.
He refused to enter the draft and went to the USFL.
Yeah,
like
so did Herschel Walker.
I know, but
so did Jim Kelly.
But I don't hear Herschel Walker saying this is ridiculous for the players around the league trying to look for a better situation for themselves.
But these players
this
are creating
this. This guy did it his rookie year.
Yeah, but to me, totally different.
Why?
Because he's coming out of college, and everybody was going to the USFL because they were paying more money.
Not everybody. And this guy was like
the biggest star.
They were the number one pick.
To me, that's a terrible example. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because USFL is completely different. It's like if they created an XFL was competing against the NFL, Tyler Lawrence and all these other guys, and Tua Tagovailoa, the guy in Alabama, right. He would sit there and say,
all
well, you know what, I have a choice.
He's critical of these players that don't like the situation they're in, or like for him, the example of the situation that he could have been in if he went to the NFL, and they're making decisions based on what's best for them. I want out.
So I think it's interesting that you create fights with your coaches or your general managers, because that's what Antonio Brown did. That's what Jalen Ramsey did twice, and apparently it happened numerous other times. I thought it was interesting last night. They were talking about coaches last night on Scratchy's show with Tom Brady, sponsored by Macy's, and they were sitting there talking about this, and Brady is so old school right now for the NFL.
You know, it's amazing when I think about, and I've seen some Bear Bryant, I've seen some Paul Brown, I've seen a lot of Vince Lombardi, and I think Coach Belichick, I think that way of coaching, and really as a disciplinarian, is going out of style in the NFL, unfortunately. I mean, that's the only coach that I've ever known, and I think it's an amazing way, it's amazing style, is to, you know, you coach the players and you coach them and you give them the truth, and you motivate them to be the best they can be, and without Coach Belichick coaching me the way that he has, there's no way I would become the player that I am today. So even though I didn't play for Coach Bryant, I definitely can understand what his MO would be as a coach, and I really respect that.
So here's the other problem. You don't have players like Tom Brady that are willing to deal with a Bill Belichick discipline program,
that is
right?
These guys
today don't want to do this.
Brady's a different generation.
Totally different.
He's the old one.
I'm just saying, he's two generations ago.
Him and Adam Vinatieri, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I would say that's a bigger picture. It's like, okay, here's Jalen Ramsey. Doesn't get what he wants. He cries, he moans, and then he sabotages his own career. He sabotages his situation because it's not going his way. It's not easy. It's hard. It's a struggle. Things they're not successful. He's not happy.
Well, yeah.
So he cries and moans until he gets what he wants. And if you're an older coach from the older generation, you're like, are you kidding me right now?
They didn't even slap him on the wrist. You know, the next day, Doug Marrone's sitting there going, oh, no, you know, there's no penalty.
I don't know who number 25 is for Jacksonville, but you see the. When Marrone came over, he got in the argument. People are trying to break it up. He's looking at Marrone, pointing, go back to the sideline.
Right.
But not in a, hey, coach, relax. No, it's like, hey, he looks at him and goes, okay, go back to the sideline. And you're like, what is going on down there? The other problem is when you try to be a disciplinarian and you don't have the credibility yet to the players.
DJ like, Hayden,
Bill can 25. Do it.
Yeah, but you do have the
ability.
Because
they look at Bill going, whoa. But Doug Marrone, they're like,
you do have the ability to find them. Doug, you have the ability, but it's like they're so fearful of the backlash and losing the locker room or the unhappiness that will or somebody influencing another guy, and there's like a mutiny. To me, just take a hard stance. And here's the thing, Jacksonville, Tom Coughlin, you can say no. You don't have to. You can say no, suck it up, deal with it. You're not going anywhere. All right, well, I'm just going to play like crap. Well, okay. That's your life, and then we'll just bench your ass
to get
in, and then we'll call, and then we'll fine you for conduct detrimental.
Get used to it.
So go ahead, kicking and screaming.
You're going to get a lot more players are going to do this because they're going to look at the success. So if you pull a hissy fit, and you can get out of Oakland, you can get out of Jacksonville.
What do you think Odell Beckham Jr. did?
Exactly. You can get out of Miami or Odell Beckham Jr. I mean.
They signed Odell Beckham Jr. one of the highest contracts for a wide receiver ever. And he wasn't happy. Hey, you know, they drafted Saquon Barkley. Well, they still had Eli. Well, okay, so there was going to be a rebuilding process. You're going to have some patience. You know, you're going to have to buy into the process. No, not quick enough. I want out.
By the way, that one-handed catch he made last night.
It's pretty good.
It's in the gloves. It's in the gloves. All in the gloves.
Yeah, the
word was out last night that he was wearing a $2.06 million watch. Right? Until it got exposed on TV because people now take snapshots. The watch police. And then they expand it and they sit there and say, no. That is one of the ripoffs that they're selling in Times Square.
It's not an Apple Watch.
Right, exactly. That they get out. They get out of China. Okay? And so the watch company had to come out today and say, oh, no. It was not our watch.
It's fake?
Fake watch. He wore a fake watch
he's
last
getting
night.
Smart.
Yes,
now
fake
he's getting
watch.
Smart.
It looked like, somewhat like the $2.06 million. It was a mil watch, and it was not. It was a fake. Milli watch, thank you. And he got called out by the watch company itself.
Hmm. There's apparently only 10 of those watches in the world, so he thought he could pass that by everybody.
Hmm.
Well, he showed up.
Well, I tell you what, there's only a handful of people that could actually call his bluff.
And who's going to wear a $2 million watch? Okay, what a fraud.
By the way, did anybody see this last night? And the video is out there. So the ESPN Deportes sends out one of their reporters to do an interview after the game with Odell Beckham Jr.
And here he is
having the time
not
of
him.
His life.
Not him, a different guy. But he started the interview in Spanish. And so Odell Beckham Jr. thought he got to the wrong interview person, and he didn't know what to say. And then, because the guy was... he started the interview in Spanish and then gave the question in English. And Odell Beckham Jr.
Like Will does.
I didn't understand
Will
that first
that?
Part. Yeah.
Will Fleming does
yes,
that.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Kenny is in Revere right here on OMF. Hello, Kenny. Kenny.
I love it how we have to yell more.
No, okay.
Like they can't hear us the first time. Just get away. Move on.
So we lost Kenny, but Kenny mentioned Trent Williams. That was his little comment.
Still out there.
Do they got enough to go get him? They got to maneuver some things, right?
No, they can't get him.
Oh, I was going to say, financially.
Antonio Brown.
Huh?
Who's good?
Antonio Brown.
Move on from Antonio Brown?
That would solve your whole issue.
I mean,
today,
they just threw some money at Antonio Brown. We knew where they were in the cap. This guy's making, what, 11? Or whatever it was.
I think
it was a new deal.
The cap number.
You can mess around with it. I get it, but.
Yeah, the cap number, if I remember correctly, was really high because we talked about it at the time.
I think it was 11.
Yeah. And
his cap is actually 13.3 this
I was going to say, it was even higher than that.
There you go.
Pats are about $4 million in space right
now.
Yeah,
then there's no way you're getting
it. Yeah, but they were up against the cap before they signed Antonio Brown. They found room.
But I'll tell you
they
what.
If they want to find room, they can find
he's
room.
He's stubborn because Washington actually wants him on the team. And he's sitting there going, no, I don't like the way the medical people dealt with my injury in the offseason.
Right,
you guys screwed it up. You got it all wrong.
Right.
You think I trust you? There's no freaking way. And he's not getting paid. So he's gonna give up all that money and just sit it out. And they say they're not trading him. He says, I'm not coming to play.
Right.
I'm not coming to work. And he hasn't come to work at all the entire summer. And you're already 2 weeks into the season. And I don't know about you guys. Do you trust an offensive lineman? Conditioning-wise, that has missed all of camp? You trust that?
Well, I mean, he's on the team, right?
No, he hasn't been with the team at all.
No,
where the hell is he?
He's home.
He hasn't reported.
He hasn't reported yet for camp. Do you trust an offensive lineman?
I don't trust anybody that's missed that much time.
What do you think he's gained, like 30, 40 pounds? Offensive linemen, they're like, you know, rhinoceroses. They just kind of pack it in.
Well, they can be working out, you know, with their pads on, staying in somewhat of shape.
Pads on the backyard.
That's what they do.
Please. all right, Lou's got to go. He's got to. Right, we got to send him off because he's doing the game. He's doing the. He's doing a game.
Big game tonight.
He's doing a game.
Big game.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't try to sell it. Okay, it's an interesting game because
Mike Yastrzemski
is in the game.
In left.
Right.
Mauricio Dubon.
Always the best policy.
Second base.
Big prospect you sent over. Yeah. Thornburg. He's there tonight. And then
how did that work out? By the way,
yeah, not that trade. And Chris Shaw, actually from BC, local kid, Lexington.
Terrific.
He's in there tonight too.
Can't wait to listen.
It'll be easy.
Check it out.
Will you be listening?
Of course. I support the Wolfpack.
I could have been that torture chamber there.
Exactly. All right, we got last call. It's coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go.
Good.
Last Call.
And I'm thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule a free pickup, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Or carsforkids.com. Did you see this, Christian?
What's up?
Stephen A. Smith in trouble again. Yeah.
What did he do?
I don't know. You know, the problem with him is he tries to tell you too much, and then he goes dog whistle on you. Apparently, he's a little bit confused of the history of one coach, Chan Gailey.
With Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, really airing it out and showing his innovative skills as well. He's clearly an upgrade from Chan Gailey. I don't think that anybody would deny that based on what we've seen over the next 2 weeks.
First of all, Chan Gailey is not the offensive coordinator. Go to hell.
Right? Chan Gailey has not coached with the Cowboys in this century. You'd have to go back to 1998. He's been out of the league since 2016. He was a Jets offensive coordinator. It was the one name that he could remember because it goes back into the past. And you got to be careful when you do this, when you have a memory bank. You know, I'm old too. I got a memory bank.
Sometimes you
kind of confuse the years, and this is what he did.
I don't think he watches the games.
And showing his innovative skills He's clearly an upgrade from Chan Gailey.
I don't think he watches the games, and that's sorry. No disrespect, but I just think
very disrespectful.
I don't think he does his job.
What the hell is going on? I have no idea.
He relies on other people for information constantly. Right. The Hunter Henry mistake.
No disrespect.
Lots of disrespect. He's an ESPN commentator.
Calamari
is electrifying. Haskins is no joke as well. I know that he's bigger. He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State. I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower.
That's right. I forgot about that one.
Jeff Passan, having said all of that, we look at other individuals. A Mike Socha, for example, entering his 19th season as the manager for this ball club. Does a contract like Mike Trout apply more pressure to somebody like him to turn things around, or else Marina's going to move in a different direction?
Same as us, Jeff.
Well, Socha is gone, actually. Brad Ausmus is the manager.
I'm sorry, I totally forgot about that. I can't believe I forgot about that.
See, here's the thing. It's not like these obscure names. Like, when I was doing college football, like they had so many, there's so many teams, there's so many weird names. You could easily just forget who the hell's involved. But we're talking about managers of major league baseball teams, players that are, a big part of the offense.
Yes.
He constantly screws it up.
I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at Travis Kelce. They're going to have the ability to exploit certain things. I think they'll do just fine with that. Let me throw myself on my sword here. Virgil Green, I meant not Hunter Henry, who hasn't played all year, so I apologize for that. Yeah. I just confused my – I was thinking Virgil Green. My bad.
All he does is give you – he gave you all the stars. He gave you Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He gave you Travis Kelce. Yeah. He gave you Tyreek Hill. In the end of the day, I'm looking at Travis Kelce. Who else? Patrick Mahomes. He's going to be good. Who else we got? Tyreek Hill. Yeah, did I say Tyreek Hill? Stop it.
I got a Tom Brady jersey.
That's a bad pattern here lately. Let's switch to Mike Leach, the Washington State football coach. He was the coach for Luke Falk, right? Taught Luke Falk everything he knows.
And Gardner Minshew.
We'll find out what Falk's got Sunday night, Sunday afternoon.
There's nothing balanced about 50% run, 50% pass, because that's 50% stupid.
I love him.
So he got into this whole thing about what mascot would win a hypothetical mascot battle in the Pac-12.
First of all, what kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? A Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold his breath.
Buffalo.
The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, because if that Ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there. Just as far as a beast alone, a buffalo's going to be pretty hard to tangle with. I mean, a buffalo's utterly outstanding.
There you go. There
the Cougar will find a way. Clear-minded and crafty, a combination of stay out of harm's way and attack when you get your chances or your openings.
I would say this.
So he picked his own team.
He picked
the Washington State Cougar.
But he would be a good Monday interview, wouldn't you say? Coach's interview for Monday.
There's a guy, you know, we thought like Rex Ryan would be good on TV. Mike Leach, calling games, doing studio. Yeah. That's the guy you want. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Better that than a coach, I think, right? Maybe.
No, he's successful everywhere he goes.
That's good.
And he goes to these little weird towns like Pullman, Washington,
that's
or
right. Why do you think he goes to weird towns?
Or he goes to Texas Tech, Lubbock, Texas, right? And places nobody can get to and nobody wants to go to. And he gets competitive programs that go to bowl games
first
on a constant
all,
basis.
What kind of mythical powers does a Sun Devil have? We got to consider that.
Monday Night Football last night was absolutely dismal if you watched it. The Browns and the Jets. I don't know why I hung around for the second half. The game was over by halftime. You know it, it's 16-3. But look at Monday Night Football for the rest of the season and
yeah,
how pathetic
bad.
It is. The Bears at the Redskins next week. Ugh. The Bengals
Bears
at the Steelers on September 30. Good. The Browns yeah. at the 49ers. That may be a good game.
Hold on, the Bears.
October the 7th.
Hold on, the Bears. It's two games. I would say I would not poo-poo the Bears. The Bears were a lot of people's choice for a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And two games are not pushed
in. They don't
have a quarterback. They'll be fine.
The Browns at the 49ers, I'll take. How about the Lions and the
That'll
Packers?
That'll be a good one.
Lions and the Packers?
I wouldn't totally disregard this lineup yet.
Patriots at the Jets.
That's going to suck.
Dolphins at the Steelers.
That's going to suck.
Cowboys and the Giants, only because they've got a rivalry going. But the Giants, we'll see.
Yeah,
with
but
the
those
new quarterback.
First three
we'll see
are
with the
pretty
new
good.
We'll see with
they
the
should
new
be good.
Seahawks at the 49ers. Yes.
Could be competitive.
Chiefs at the Chargers. Yes.
Sure.
Ravens at the Rams. Could be.
What's wrong with this line? You guys
no,
are
the back
crapping
end,
all
the
over
back
this.
End's good. No, the next five,
it's a good,
6 weeks.
That's a good line. You're going to have a bunch of dogs. Look at this.
You had a bunch of dogs.
You're boring everybody.
You get a bunch of
you won't have any dogs. You shouldn't have any dogs Sunday night, but you're going to have a bunch of dogs on Monday night. So.
Yeah, well, Sunday night, there's two things. One, it's the premium package. They pay a much higher rights fee to get the better games. And second of all, when we get after week 10, or is it on week
flex.
10, we get to flex.
Yeah.
And we get to change some of
the
stuff
this week.
Out.
They should flex Kansas City and Baltimore. They should. That's coming, though. No TV deal.
You think that's coming? For the beginning of the year, they're going to flex it all
maximize
out?
Your potential.
Right. We'll take you on that prediction. All right, boys, that's going to do it for us today. We're back 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Hang in there. You got Red Sox baseball. At least, hey, listen. You got Cora and Brewski both on the show tomorrow. You got Mike Yastrzemski playing in left field. The Giants, huh? Some nostalgia there with the grandfather. All right, we're out of here, boys. Good night.
It's over. We suck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.